In Missouri, no grand jury indictment of a police officer who shot and killed Michael Brown. In New York, no grand jury indictment of a police officer who placed Eric Garner in a fatal chokehold. Trayvon Martin, Amadou Diallo, Abner Louima. These are just a few of the incidents in a continuum of violence and mistrust between communities of color and the white police officers. Joining us now with his thoughts on this critical topic is Governor Andrew Cuomo. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Susan. And very well said, by the way.
Thank you. Why does this keep happening, and what can we do to stop
it? Yeah, no, that's it. Exactly right. This is troubling and disturbing, to say the least. You know, the justice system is a fundamental institution of our democracy, and it has two basic goals. One is to do justice, just outcome, and second is to instill in society confidence that the justice system works for all, right? Justice is blind. Justice for all. And we have a large segment of the population that believes they do not get justice. And it's not just this case. It's not just this year. It is, as you said, Martin and Diallo and Bell and Louima. It's Missouri. But when I was a G, we had these cases in Niagara and complaints in Buffalo. It's corrosive to society. And I think we have to do everything we can to restore confidence. I think it works on two levels. Short term, I think it's very good news that the federal government is stepping in. I spoke to U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch this morning. I said anything that the state can do to be of service, we will be. But I think people have confidence in Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder, and I think they should. And I think short term, that's going to help. But I think long term, this is something we have to look at this coming session, Susan. And I think we need a comprehensive look. This is about race relations. This is about police training, certainly, and better training. This is about transparency. This is about accountability. This is about diversity in the police force. It's all of the above. And it's about the grand jury process and possible reforms to the grand jury process. It is about cameras on police. It's about the laws concerning a police officer and their right to effect an arrest. I think we should have a comprehensive review of all of it. Change of venue comes up. The DA's role and procedures comes up. And I think this should be an opportunity to look at all of the above.
So in terms of legislation, would you, for example, want to assign a special prosecutor to grand jury cases involving fatal confrontations?
You know, I think we should look at the whole system. I don't think there's going to be any one answer. And I think that's the first point, right? Because this is not just Eric Garner. It's not just Missouri. It's bigger and broader and with a fundamental genesis. And I think we should look at the whole system. And it's not going to be one quick fix.
No. Mayor de Blasio said today's outcome is one that many in our city did not want. How did you feel about that?
Well, I think what the mayor is saying is you had a videotape that people saw over and over and over again. And the videotape was damning in its apparent suggestion as to what happened. And the grand jury, nobody knows what happened in that room. Nobody, I'm curious to see the transcript, but nobody knows what happened in that room. But their incongruity between what was apparent on the videotape and the grand jury's decision has troubled many, many people. I mean, that's what the protests are all about, et cetera. And as you said in your opener, coming on the heels of Missouri and coming on the heels, as you also rightly said, on Abner Louima and Diallo, et cetera. So there's no doubt that it's been disturbing to many people. And if the justice system doesn't have confidence, we have a very real problem in our society.
I can't imagine having a conversation with my children about how to act in public around police officers the way that black parents have to do it. That is, I think, representative of a greater problem. Some people say it's because we, white people, maybe white police officers, fail to fully value black lives. Can you talk generally about how we can talk about racism?
Well, yeah, I spoke to the Garner family last night, Susan. I spoke to Mrs. Garner, spoke to the mother and the wife. And I have to tell you, they, and I passed on the condolences for the loss of her husband or son, as the case may be, on behalf of all of the people of the state. And they were so hurt, obviously, which we understand. But at the same time, they were so thoughtful to ask people for peaceful protests. They said it again and again, and they reiterated it last night after all of this, peaceful protests. And I thought, what a beautiful statement they're making about themselves and about Mr. Garner and about their community, that in the face of what they believe is an apparent injustice, they make no doubt about that, they still wanted peace, and they wanted no one else to get hurt. The issue of race in society has a long history, and clearly we're not past it yet. There are still tensions. It's what makes our society as strong as it is, but it's also one of the great tensions and one of the great challenges.
I always hear people, I mean, since covering Amadou Diallo, I've heard people say, let's have a dialogue. But it's so sort of passive to say that. And we should really have a dialogue. I mean, the time has come that the dialogue should have happened, you know, decades ago. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, I think that's what I want to discuss this legislative session. You're right. Let's talk. You know, we're past the let's talk. It sounds cheap and sounds trite. However, it has to be part of this process. There is something to the dialogue. But what people want is action. I think police training is a big part of this. You know, you talk about that chokehold, you look at that videotape and the number of officers, and I understand about an officer's right to protect themselves. And it's frightening to be a police officer, you know, and we have the state police, and I've gone to a lot of funerals. So police funerals, I get it from the police's point of view, but that's going to be a real issue. But there's no doubt there's action that needs to be taken also. I hope in the interim people remain peaceful. We had the National Guard and the state police on standby last night, and the NYPD did a good job, so we didn't have to use them. But peaceful protest in the meantime for those who participate, I think, is the course of prudence.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks.
This program is presented by WCNY Syracuse and by SOS Plus, providing evening and weekend orthopedic injury care to patients of all ages while eliminating emergency room wait times. SOS Plus, immediate care with no appointment needed. Hours available at sosbones.com. Join us again for the Capital Press Room.